An organized group of Nashville activists is looking to bring an anti-violence effort to the city that treats gun violence as a public health epidemic, like an infectious disease that can spread within a community. WPLN's Mara Benight reports.
Cure Violence is a Chicago-based organization that hires former gang members or other people with street cred to combat gun violence. Marcus McAllister, a training facilitator with the nonprofit, says violence transmits the same way as any other contagious disease.
We look at violence, it spreads from one person to the next. The more you're exposed to violence, the more likely that you are going to commit violence. And so it's the atmosphere, it's what the norms are in a community. And so we're trying to change those norms by hiring individuals that change themselves.
McAllister is one of those individuals. He used to be a gang member and he served 10 years in prison. Then he became a violence interrupter, working to defuse tension and stop retaliation shootings before they happened. Today, he's traveled everywhere from New Orleans to South Africa to train others. And for the past week, he's been in Nashville thanks to Gideon's Army. The group has conducted a series of information sessions on the program in three neighborhoods plagued by violence: North Nashville, East Nashville, and South Nashville. On Wednesday evening, a group of about 60 people gathered in the gym at the Napier Community Center to hear from McAllister. The South Nashville public housing complex has struggled with violence for years.
Nashville is not on an island by itself. Nashville's rough, but so is New Orleans. New Orleans is rough, and so is Chicago. But we've seen it work.
Independent studies have shown the program's success. In East New York, it led to a 50% decline in gun injuries. As they played a short film about Cure Violence, Tez Johnson, who is 14, says he believes a program like this could have an impact.
It's a cause and effect, and some people, they do think about their actions. It just, they sometimes they don't know who to talk to.
A representative for Gideon's Army says it will cost about $500,000 to implement Cure Violence in just one neighborhood here, but it says it's already raised most of the funding through grants, including one from Metro Government. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mara Benight.
Most of my friends do bad stuff, and they locked up or dead.
It is going to be a really hard choice. But we're looking at the maps, we're looking at violence data and community commitment and desire. We're looking at system support, like from city agencies.